Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Be Unshakable by Kelly Ballery. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. Make no mistake, my fellow seekers, we are all after something. Many of us just don't acknowledge it, because we are afraid to look at what our heart really wants. We are embarrassed. We don't really want God after all. No shame here, friends. I get off track all the time. I blow it. Getting off track is not the major problem, but remaining in denial of the problem always is. Where are you in denial? Confront these questions. This means really consider them. What is your heart's goal on a daily basis? Is it about pleasing God or pleasing man? Seeking self or glorifying God? Self-protection or God-dedication? Go where he wants to go, knowing that it is the only and the best place to go. A person dedicated to the Lord is like a ship anchored to the core of the earth. He is unwavering, unbreakable, and unshakable. A prayer to be an unshakable. God, help us. Where we are weak, make us strong. Where we are wavering, help us lay our anchor down. May we find strength through knowing you hold us. We no longer need to be held down by the world's claws. May we believe you are so believable, we see your hand in our everything. May we so fall into your arms of grace, so we never feel the pangs of condemnation rip us apart. That is not you. And, truly, we want nothing that is not associated with you. It will only leave us empty. God, you are one that leaves us on full, not once, but all the time. God, give us you. Increase our faith. Make us into fighters who don't back down. May we know, strongly, you are what we need to run after. You are the answer to everything. You are the only way. Tie down our heart into you. Amen.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.